There were nights when he took a deal more rum and water than his head would carry. And then he would sometimes sit and sing his wicked, wild old sea songs, minding nobody. But sometimes he would call for glasses round, and force the trembling company to listen to his stories, or bear chorus to his singing. Often I have heard the house shaking with yo-ho-ho and a bottle of rum, all the neighbors joining in for dear life, with a fear of death upon them, each singing louder than the other to avoid remark. For in these fits he was the most overriding companion ever known. He would slap his hand on the table for silence all around. He would fly up in a passion of anger at a question, or sometimes, because none was put, and so he judged the company was not following his story. Nor would he allow anyone to leave the pub till he had drunk himself sleepy and reeled off to bed. I remember his bright, dark eyes, and the pleasant manners, made with the cultish country folk, and above all with that filthy, heavy, bleared scarecrow of a pirate, sitting far gone on rum, with his arms on the table. Suddenly he, the captain that is, began to pipe up with his eternal song.
Ha! You call that a song? Ha! Well, I'll give you a bleeding song. Fifteen men on the dead man's chest, yo-ho-ho and a bottle of rum. Drink and the devil had done for the rest, yo-ho-ho and a bottle of rum. The mate was fixed by the bosun's pike, the bosun brained with a marlin spike, and Cookie's throat was marked belike. It had been gripped by fingers 10, and there they lay, all good dead men, like break a day in a boozing can, yo-ho-ho and a bottle of rum. 15 men of a whole ship's list, yo-ho-ho and a bottle of rum. Dead and be damned and the rest gone whist, yo-ho-ho and a bottle of rum. The skipper lay with his knob in gore, where the scullion's axe his cheek at shore, and the scullion he was stabbed times 4. And there they lay, and the soggy styes dripped all day long in upstaring eyes, at murk sunset and at foul sunrise, yo-ho-ho and a bottle of rum. 15 men of them stiff and stark, yo-ho-ho and a bottle of rum. 10 of the crew had the murder mark, yo-ho-ho and a bottle of rum. 'Twas a cutlass swipe or an ounce of lead, or a yawing hole in a battered head, and the scupper's glut with a rotting red. And there they lay, I damn me eyes, all lookouts clapped on paradise, all souls bound just contrary wise, yo-ho-ho and a bottle of rum. 15 men of them good and true, yo-ho-ho and a bottle of rum. Every man Jack could have sailed with old Pew, yo-ho-ho and a bottle of rum. There was chest on chest full of Spanish gold, with a ton of plate in the middle hole, and the cabin's riot of loot untold. And they lay there that it took the plum, with sightless glare and their lips struck dumb, while we shared all by the rule of thumb, yo-ho-ho and a bottle of rum. More was seen through the stern light screen, yo-ho-ho and a bottle of rum. Charting's no doubt where a woman had been, yo-ho-ho and a bottle of rum. A flimsy shift on a bunker cot, with a thin dirk slot through the bosom spot, and the lace stiff dry in a purplish blot. Or was she wench, some shuddering maid, that dared the knife and took the blade? By God, she was stuffed for a plucky jade, yo-ho-ho and a bottle of rum. 15 men on the dead man's chest, yo-ho-ho and a bottle of rum. Drink and the devil had done for the rest, yo-ho-ho and a bottle of rum. We wrapped them all in a mainsail tight, with twice 10 turns of a hawser's bite, and we heaved them over and out of sight, with a yo-heave-ho and fare you well, and a sullen plunge in the sullen swell. 10 fathoms deep on the road to hell. Yo ho ho and a bottle of rum.
Now there's a song, you bastards. Now let me tell you about the time I had to chew off my own leg. It was nice, it was delicious.